So, not being able to take the long view, because they've appropriated the long view as their exclusive prerogative. And that's seductive, which explains why so many young people get on board. Yeah, I want to be one of the chosen few who get to think long and use our full gifts, they think, ignoring that little one called empathy and the soul. They got to let those go. Long-term planning has been where we've been at a serious disadvantage. Our thoughts, our hopes, our sight, and so our vision have been artificially foreshortened, which interrupts, disconnects us from our natural movement, our natural, uncoerced evolution. And so we have to reignite the fire for our connections with the earth, the ancestors, and each other. Our natural movement. What the scholars track reflects the unnatural force imposed by power. But our natural movement is captured in George Eliot's words. What do we live for if not to make life less difficult to each other? A removal of unnatural force and a return to our natural movement will be the realization of Gorky's vision, expressed in the voice of the Koko. And by the way, I think we can see why Russia is so afraid of the Ukraine. Obviously, it has, over the centuries, created a very powerful people. Gorky based Mother Nenko on actual historical events. Quote from the Koko, I know the time will come when people will wonder at their own beauty, when each will be like a star to all the others. The earth will be peopled with free men, great in their freedom. We've been discussing how having a vision propels us forward. It certainly propelled Gorky. And in the events he described, it propelled the people of Russia. They had a vision, and it wasn't the vision given them by their so-called leaders. It was the vision given by themselves to each other. Beautifully expressed in the voice of the Koko. We've been discussing how having a vision propels us forward. Power has been phenomenally successful with its rope the people into supporting fixed class divisions vision, precisely because it looks long. They know where they're going and therefore have certainty. And their success, quote unquote, has been self-reinforcing, both in the sense that its wealth compounds, because recall what we just said. To install a totalitarian project, you have to commandeer the resources of the planet. You have to ensure we got nowhere to go, that our brains, our hands, everything is under control from power's perspective. But what we're, the only piece of that truth that we're shown is, oh, look at this, wealth is accumulating. That means it's these evil corporations who are unfortunately just manifesting human nature, which is greedy, blah, 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 blah. No, the whole point of the privatization project is total control of us. So as that wealth, the resources of the earth, compounds proportionally with the privatization of the world's resources, and as the resources available for the reproduction of our lives are privatized, so to that degree are we kept begging for a minuscule piece of what is in actuality our common communal legacy.